Yeah, mate, how you going?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for your time on the Sideline View. Now, pre-season training, it's never easy. How's it been?
Yeah, no, it's been a bit different this year. We've had a bit of a later start, but yeah, it's been good. Obviously, coming off a disappointing season, we've had a fairly big hit out and everyone's keen to crack into training and get the games going now, so I'm looking forward to the season ahead.
I think your first, game is against Sydney, I think, off the top of my head.
Yeah, we've got a first intra-club this weekend. Yep. Unfortunately, I won't be playing it. I've got a little hamstring injury at the moment, so it'll be good to watch all the boys crack in and, have a good hit out, which is always nice to see after a long pre-season.
After, obviously, then, with you just mentioned about the hamstring, it must be very frustrating thinking, as much as I'd love to be out there, because that's what you're trained to do. Is it hard sitting on the sidelines?
Yeah, it's always hard, but that's a part of footy. It's what we sign up for, and I've been pretty lucky the last few years with not having too many injuries, so this is just a little setback, but I won't miss too much footy, so it's disappointing, but it's not the end of the world, and I'm just keen to watch the boys get to work.
Of course, you spent a bit of time here in Bendigo and Central Victoria. You played under-18s footy in Victoria and for the Bendigo Pioneers. Your memories of your junior footy?
Yeah, so I grew up in Swan Hill and played for a little town out the road called Nine Eye West United. I just played junior footy there up until I was around 16, and that's when I started playing for the Pioneers. And I went away to boarding school, so I didn't play heaps of footy for the Pioneers, but every time I got a chance, I'd come back and played, and it was always good fun meeting new boys around Victoria, and it was always great fun, and it set me up for getting eventually drafted.
Do you keep in touch with the boys from Swan Hill?
Yeah, always. I've got heaps of mates back there, and I always get back there when I got time off. So
now, you were drafted in 2017. Did you know that the Giants were going to select you, or was it like, take a big deep breath, relax, and just go with the flow?
I didn't really know, but you sort of get a little bit of an inkling on the night, I think. You obviously have interviews and that with clubs, and you sort of get a sense of, who's a little bit keen and who's just sort of there, just interviewing for the sake of it. So, I probably knew that the Giants were pretty keen on me, but you never really know until your name gets called out. But I thought they might have been a chance, but I had my options really open.
Brent Daniels joins us from GWS Giants. We're talking about pre-season footy and the season coming up on the Sideline View. Now, you made your debut in 2018. Take us through that particular game, or your memories of that game, your first one.
Jeez, yeah, it was a while ago now. It was in Perth against West Coast. It was a pretty big game for us. I think that was probably 56,000 there. So, it was a great introduction to AFL footy. But, my memories are pretty fond. I sort of can't remember heaps that happened in the game. But, I was really excited. And to play, my first game in front of such a big crowd was awesome. I've never really had that experience. So, it was great. And, obviously, I didn't play that much in my first year. So, it was just a good little introduction into what was to come.
Well, currently you're sitting on 49 games, obviously hoping to make that 50th game round one potentially. It all depends on the hamstring, I guess, now.
It's gone really quickly. Obviously I've had a pretty good run the last few years with injuries, and I've managed to cement a spot in the team, and I've really found my niche down forward. So hopefully I can get back in the early rounds and get that 50th game, which I'll be really proud of, but hopefully it's only the start of a long career.
Now, I was having a bit of a look at your profile on the Giants website. There's a video there of you doing a dribble kick up at the Gabba. You were interviewed by Luke Hodge, and it went on the Seven Network. A guy called Jason Dunstall is not a big fan of the dribble kick. Did you get any backlash from that?
I think that one was just reenacting a goal I kicked the week before. Right. So. No backlash for me. It was just a little bit of fun. A little bit of carry on, but yeah, it's always good to do them things. And, yeah, Hodgie was really good about it as well, so it was good fun.
Nah, fantastic. And it's a great skill to have when you do those sorts of things. They just look impressive. The drop punts are the drop punts, but the skill level that goes into something like a kick, what would they call a banana kick, it's just amazing. I've tried it so many times out on the football field, and it's ended up in the car park about four blocks down the road. I just don't know how to do it. So have that skill, it is amazing.
Yeah, well, we get a lot of time to practice. I'd hope I'd got it down pat by now. But, yeah, no, it's always good to, kick those goals. They look a bit better than the standard drop punt. But, it's a little bit of just instinct as well. So hopefully I get a few more this year as well.
Well, maybe you can give me some tips as we say goodbye. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon. Really do appreciate it. And all the best for season 2021.
Thanks, mate. Good on you.